Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Before we get to this week's episode, let me take a moment to tell you about this week's sponsor, the Midnight Bar Podcast. It's the show about a regular dude stuck in an obscene world. It's about a soul getting knocked out time and time again, only to rise above, going nowhere fast. But he's getting there just the same. Join Alan at the Midnight Bar. We'll share drinks and tell tales. You can find the Midnight Bar wherever you get your podcasts and at themidnightbar.buzzsprout.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is our last episode of the year. Happy almost 2022, Ear Buddies. This was a big year for us. We celebrated our fourth birthday last February, and with it, we shared our redesigned website, our new logo, and our new color scheme. We officially passed the milestone of having released more than 200 lists of podcast recommendations. Now we're somewhere closer to 250, which is a lot. We've been running this podcast for more than 2 years now, and there's a lot to come in the new year. You can expect an upgraded submission system for podcast curators, continued experimentation with this podcast, more incredible guests from across the podcast world, hopefully a return to in-person events, though Omicron is making that sound pretty far off right now, and so much more. We'll keep you updated, as always, through the newsletter. If you haven't already, please send me an email with your favorite podcast from this past year. We're compiling them for a blog post that we're going to put out just before the new year. My email is arielle@earbudspodcastcollective.org. 2022 also means that Earbuds is turning 5. I was planning on having a huge party to celebrate, but unfortunately that doesn't seem likely with this COVID surge. It was a tough decision, but I am going to postpone it until things have cooled down and then we can safely gather for drinks, food, dancing, and all the things that a proper in-person party should have. So, what is on tap for today for our last episode of 2021? This week's theme for the newsletter is Inspiration from Everyday Women. Our curator is KT Mashler, who is the host of a podcast called The Quest for New Inspiration. After my chat with KT, you'll hear about this week's podcast spotlight, and I'll give you a sneak peek at some of our upcoming themes and guests for January of 2022. Then we'll close it out for the week. KT is a very dedicated podcast listener. In our chat, you'll learn about how she first got interested in listening and how listening at her desk during her day job actually led to her becoming a podcast producer. Plus, we discuss her podcast picks and why she chose this week's theme. Quick note, for KT's fourth podcast pick, she recommends an interview with Nikita Chatterjee about Chatterjee's nonprofit that works to make clean water accessible. That interview actually appears on the podcast, The Social Impact Startup Podcast, and not in the podcast called Not Business as Usual, like KT says. We apologize for the confusion. The correct links will be in the show notes, so you can check it out there. All right, let's get to my chat with KT. KT,
two letters.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. How did you start going by that?
Well, originally, I actually got this story the other day from my mom. Originally, I was called Caitlin Tucker, so my grandparents just shortened it to KT. And all of a sudden, when I got to kindergarten, I decided that I wanted more letters in my name to make it like pretty and stuff. So I decided to go by K-A-T-Y. And then when I stuck through that all the way through like high school. And then when I got to college, there was a crap ton of Katie's in the sorority rushes. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to go back to what my family calls me. So I went by KT.
KT is very cool. KT, yeah. Tunstall.
Yeah.
Well, glad to have you on the show, KT. How did you first get into making audio and doing things in the podcast/audio space?
Yeah. So I was kind of asked by my boss. He kind of approached me. He was like, hey, I see you kind of giggling at your desk all the time. Like, are you watching Netflix? Like, what are you doing? And I was like, no. I listen to podcasts all the time. I just love podcasts. And at that time, I was binging My Favorite Murder. So it was just something that came natural to me. And I kind of spewed all this information about how podcast platforms is such a valuable connecting platform that you're able to reach just a different type of audience, and that there's literally a podcast on pretty much everything that you could possibly imagine. And that kind of gave him the idea to start his own podcast. And he was like, well, would you be interested in learning how to do that? And I was like, you're going to pay me to learn how to do this? Sure. So I started the Home Builder Digital Marketing Podcast for Blue Tangerine. And that was about, I guess, almost 2 years ago. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What is Blue Tangerine?
It's like a digital marketing agency specifically built or tiered towards home builders.
And from that podcast, from the podcast that you were paid to learn how to do and then did for your boss slash the company you worked for, you have moved on to creating your own podcast. So how did that come about?
Yeah, I just kind of, well, doing that podcast all the time, I found myself kind of holding back my own like creative ideas because I didn't want to step on their own material. I didn't want to impose my ideas of something that I wasn't really experienced about. Like, they'd been in the home building industry for 20 years now. So I've kind of just created it as my own little practice arena slash creative dump. And it kind of caught on, and now it is what it is. So yeah.
We'll talk more specifically about one of your episodes in a few moments. But before that, what kind of stories do you like to tell on your show? And what's the, give us a brief description.
Yeah. So my show kind of started because I was realizing that I was losing my biggest inspiration in my life. So that was my grandfather. He passed away in November last year, but he was a brilliant man. Like, seriously, could tell you an encyclopedia of different facts, where he was in 1963, who he was talking to, the street name he was on, what type of drink he had in his hand. And he worked until literally the day he died. We had to force him out of his office. We're like, you gotta calm down. Like, so he was just a big, big, big inspiration in my life. And when that started to kind of fade, I found myself searching for other sources of inspiration, especially during the pandemic. Everything was really negative and just not very bright and cheery. So I decided to put some of my own bright and cheerfulness out into the world.
You are bringing that brightness and cheerfulness to us this week for Earbuds Podcast Collective's theme, which you are calling Inspiration for Everyday Women. So you told us a bit, but why'd you choose this theme, and what do you hope people get out of your podcast recommendations?
Yeah, so this theme is super important to me just because I feel like not only does it mesh sort of with like my own mission in my podcast, but just my own mission in life. I focus a lot of my time and like willingness to listening to inspiring women. And I think they just have so much knowledge and lessons to share, especially with just younger, like I'm 25, like I will literally listen to anyone with experience. And I love just soaking up all of this amazing knowledge that they have to share.
Let's go through your podcast picks, and I'll ask you to tell me a bit about each one. How does that sound?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. So the first episode comes to us from the podcast Stories of Inspiring Joy, and is called Debbie Osborne. So what goes on in that episode?
So Debbie is a foster mom and a step parent. And those two things really, this episode kind of stood out to me, not because I have my own children, but I have two very close friends who have gone through the whole foster program, as well as my mom has not legally adopted kids, but she loves just being like that extra parent that they can go to. And I just find that just amazing, and the willingness that people have to just offer help to just random kids. These kids aren't yours. And that Debbie really goes into that. She does say she doesn't have any of her own children, and that really never affected her as much as it you'd think it would. But she really thought of all of these kids as her own. And I think that's amazing. And honestly, I hope one day that I can do the same, and doesn't have to be full adoption, but if I can affect some other kid's life in a positive way, I would love to do that.
The next podcast recommendation comes from the podcast Imperfectly Phenomenal Woman, and the episode is called Extend Yourself Grace, You Can't Juggle Motherhood and Work. Although the can't is also a can, you'll see it in writing, folks. So what's that one about?
So that is about a pastor, Breelyn Bowman. She kind of talks about how she is, well, a woman in this very man-centric universe. And I, first of all, that kind of stood out to me, just as I love women, just empowerment and being that like kind of glass breaker, ceiling breaker type mentality. And then also I grew up with a women pastor and she had so much to do with my just general inspiration going through high school and just general well-being. So that kind of stuck out to me. And then I really loved how she embraced and kind of acknowledged the fact that she didn't think she was going to be a good mother and didn't know how she was going to handle both lives perfectly. And she kind of goes into the fact it's not really going to be perfect, but if you find your family needing like a certain amount of time, like it's okay to dedicate that time to them in that space. And then if your job needs a certain amount of time, it's okay to dedicate that certain amount of time in that space fully to them. So I just really love how she kind of goes from seeing before she had her kid, I don't know what's going to happen, to now she's fully embracing everything she can do.
The next recommendation comes from the podcast, The Compassionate Creative, and the episode is called Empowerment Through Vulnerability with Lisa DeLugo, who is a certified running coach and a health and wellness coach and a podcast host. What's that one about?
Yeah, so she is definitely a woman of lots of talents, but I truly do love her podcast. She talks to Lisa about trying to live up to people's perception of perfection and how that the trials of that and how that doesn't really, it can affect your everyday life and how it won't actually come to fruition if that's what you're actually aiming for. So really trying to aim for your version of perfection versus other people's versions of perfection.
The next episode comes to us from the podcast, Not Business as Usual. And what is the episode called?
This episode is called Making Clean Water More Accessible with Nikita Chatterjee.
Awesome. And what is that one about?
Well, she is the co-founder of PAANI. It is a company that promotes accessible clean water for low-income companies in India. And honestly, I just think that is straight up badass. Like, come on. Sorry, not sure I should say that.
But yeah, you can say badass. We can say badass on here.
So she kind of shares her entrepreneurial journey of just creating her own product and her own company and the ethical and sustainable standards of both like her business and then as well as getting it into a whole nother country. And it just stood out to me because that is seriously, you're helping not only other people, but other countries obtain like clean water. What an amazing opportunity. What an amazing mission. It's just amazing.
The next and the last podcast recommendation for this week's theme, Inspiration for Everyday Women, comes from your podcast, which is called The Quest for New Inspiration. And the episode is called Finding Balance, Living a Healthy and Happy Lifestyle with Emily Luter. What's that one about?
So Emily is actually one of my college friends. Aww. And I love to share her story because I actually got to see it through my very own eyes. She was always I guess I would say gym rat. Sorry, Emily, if you hear this, but she was very dedicated to the gym, always very fit. And then she kind of found the balance of living a happy and healthy life later on in life. And her Instagram stories have kind of gone through that fit, always healthy eating, like very restrictive, low carbs, all of that kind of stuff, to now she's actually a health and fitness coach promoting that healthy and balance. So she is on her Instagram every day talking about how it's okay if you want to eat an Oreo. It is okay for you to have Thanksgiving. It is okay for you to eat some carbs. All of that is okay as long as it's a happy and balanced lifestyle.
Awesome. So Inspiration for Everyday Women, that is the KT way. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. And I look forward to listening to your podcast picks.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Thank you to KT for joining me in the virtual earbud studio powered by Squadcast.fm. You can find links to KT's picks at our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org, and of course, in this week's newsletter. Do you want to curate a list for us? Anyone can do so. And when you curate a list for us, you can include one of your own episodes if you have a podcast yourself. Learn more at our website. Next up, it is spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have absolutely no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlight podcast at the bottom of the newsletter for some more audio content from us. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Last Known Position from Q-Code Media. Q-Code produces high-quality, immersive audio experiences. Their tagline is, "Fictional worlds you want to explore." Here's the description for this week's spotlight, Last Known Position. Last Known Position follows a group of experts, including submersive pilot Michaela Soto, voiced by Gina Rodriguez, as they seek to recover a flight that suddenly vanished over the Pacific Ocean. The super yacht sets off on what looks like an expedition funded by a grieving billionaire, William Cavanaugh, to recover the flight that his wife and daughter were on. But the crew soon discovers that there's more to the expedition than they were led on when they start to find themselves in increasingly perilous situations that point to a saboteur among the group and a looming threat in the deep waters. You can find Last Known Position wherever you get your podcasts. Next up, it's sneak peek time. Here's what you can expect from us at Earbuds Podcast Collective in January of 2022. We'll have podcast recommendation lists curated by Steph Fuccio, who is a podcast editor and the creator of Pod Rev Day. We'll also have a list from Laurel Morales, who is the host of the podcast Two Lives. And we've got trailer drops for new shows from Double Elvis Productions and DCP Entertainment, and so much more from across this great podcast landscape. That is all to come next month on Feedback with Earbuds. Stay tuned. Before we close out, check out the Clever podcast app. Go to clever.fm/creators. Clever.fm is creating the YouTube of podcasting, and they're offering the first 100 podcast hosts free white glove services to help tag and link out content in your show. If you're looking for a way to have listeners interact with your content more easily, Clever.fm can help. Their app allows creators to link out to content that's discussed on their shows. So if I say clever.fm/link right now, and you're listening in the Clever app, that link will be available for you to click on right then and there. Details will be in the show notes. That's it for this week of Feedback with Earbuds and for this year of Feedback with Earbuds. We're back next week, aka next year, with more podcast recommendations. Thank you to this week's sponsors, The Midnight Bar and Clever.fm. Check them out. Happy New Year. Happy listening. See you in 2022. P.S. The credits will say this, but I want to say it one more time in real time. Thank you so much to Daniel Turek, who mixes and masters this show, for everything that you do, Daniel. You're great. And thank you to Abby Kleonsky, who edits our newsletter. Really appreciate all of your hard work. Thank you so much. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.